Hey, what's up, guys? And welcome back to Life with Style. I'm your host, Guy Vaught, and this is episode number 4. Well, we were able to attend the movie premiere of Kissed by God here at the Hawaii Theater, featuring the late, great Andy Irons, 3-time world surfing champion and all-around great human being. I wanted to try to get you guys some interviews, but it just didn't happen. So I thought I'd flip the script, do my own review on this great documentary film, and go from there. So sit back, relax, enjoy episode number 4, Kissed by God, the story of Andy Irons. Hey, what's up, guys? And welcome back to episode number 4. Super glad to have you guys on board on this one, as we're going to dive into the documentary film Kissed by God, featuring the late, great 3-time world surfing champion, Andy Irons. But before I do so, I want to give a quick shout out to my very good friend Jason and the whole staff over at Nella Media Group. They were able to get us passes for this movie, and I was super, super stoked and thankful for that. If you're not familiar with Nella Media Group, they produce Flux Magazine here in Hawaii, as well as a bunch of other publications, and they're always working on really, really cool projects. So thanks once again to Nella Media Group. Thank you, Jason. Really, really appreciate it. With that being said, I thought I would just get into my first Andy story, how I personally met Andy Irons. The first time Andy and I ever met was in the winter of 2009 during the opening ceremonies of the Eddie. During dinner, Andy was about 15 feet away from me. We kind of linked up. I was like, hey, what's up, man? And he came rolling over. We just started talking, chopping it up. Found out we had a common friend in Eric Christensen, who I grew up with in Laguna Beach, California, skimboarding and surfing with Eric all the time. Eric ended up moving over to Hanalei, Kauai with his family, spending the rest of his youth and high school years hanging out with Bruce and Andy, going to school with those guys, surfing with them all the time, and just had the best stories anyone could tell of Bruce and Andy. So Eric and I would always talk about those guys. He'd come back every summer to Laguna Beach during the skimboarding season, and we'd just chop it up. He'd always tell me if Andy and I ever linked up, we would totally get along, and he was definitely right about that. That is for sure. So Andy and I chopped it up for a solid 25 minutes. I tell a lot of people it was probably the best 25-minute conversation I've had with any human being on this planet, hands down. Andy and I would talk about 2 more times later that winter, one time at Foodland, super, super fast. He had a bolt. I was with some friends. It was like a minute conversation. And then the last time I ever spoke with Andy Irons, I was on my way towards the Volcom House on the bike path. I think he had to get back to the Billabong House, if I remember correctly. We ended up spending about 5 minutes just chopping it up, talking. Great, great talk again. And I just love being around that guy, that was for sure. I didn't get to know Andy, obviously, that well. I only got to speak with him 3 times. I felt like I was just getting to know him just a little bit. And all I have to say is the little bit of time I did get to spend with him, he was a great, great, great human being. Had incredible energy, just a super, super cool cat. I put Andy up there with the likes of Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison. He's on that level. His energy is dynamic. Obviously, his surfing speaks for itself. Winning 3 titles the way he won them was unbelievable, and I'll get into that a little bit later. That is for sure. Well, getting into the film, I thought the film overall was really, really well done. Kissed by God, super, super solid documentary. Obviously, there's some heavy subject matter throughout the film, but I think overall the film does a great service and is going to open a lot of doors for people that suffer from bipolar disorder, ADD, ADHD, Asperger's, autism, anything to do with your mind and your body just not being right. You have to understand, people that suffer with these mental illnesses or disorders, it's very, very tough. Me personally, I was born to a biological mom who had heavy, heavy drinking issues, heavy drug use while I was in the womb. I was born prematurely, and my brain didn't fully develop. Unfortunately, I ended up suffering tremendously with ADHD and ADD as a kid. Very hyper, a lot of fidgeting, very nervous habits. I still have some of those habits even today, unfortunately. They've stuck with me. I haven't been able to outgrow them. Some of the ones I was able to get through was dyslexia and some other learning disabilities that I had as a kid. Very, very tough. Anyone that knows me knows that my spelling is horrendous. It still is to this day. It's something that I've tried to improve, but it's just not happening. So you just got to roll with it when you have these type of issues and do your best. I will say this, people that have these mental disorders have some of the best personalities on the planet. You're going to love being around them. They're super fun. And Andy, for sure, was no different. So I could totally relate to Andy, for sure, when in the movie it comes up pretty early on after Bruce sets up the film about Andy's youth in school, his struggles, how he just battled all the time with teachers, very frustrated, didn't want to be in class, would have spaz outs, all different types of things. And that just brought my conversation with him that I had at Waimea Bay just full circle. To know Andy and I basically suffered a lot from the same things really, really made a lot of sense to me after seeing this film. And like I said, I could really see why we connected up so very well after seeing this film. I personally have never been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. I've been diagnosed with severe ADD, ADHD. At 33, I really started to seek serious help for my ADD issues as I was getting into my early 30s, and I knew that it was going to be a struggle for the rest of my life. That was for sure. I was able to see a really good psychiatrist, and I still go to this day, not all the time, but I try to go at least minimum 6 times a year just to, you know, check in, make sure I'm staying on track. And it's become more of a life coaching than, you know, going to see a shrink or a psychiatrist. I think psychiatrists get this bad rap as well, like, oh, you have to go see a shrink. It's not seeing a shrink as much as it is seeing somebody from an outside perspective that knows your condition, might have some good advice to give you, and it's just good to get that extra, you know, voice and somebody you can talk to that's not family, that's not a close friend, somebody that you can just open up to and just go for it. And it really helps out a lot. So with that being said, I thought the film overall was really, really well done. The surfing footage obviously is incredible. It has some of the best highlights of Andy's career, without a doubt. The story, the way Bruce tells it throughout the whole film, is amazing. The interviews overall are really, really solid. My only complaint about the film, honestly, is that some of the Kauai crew just didn't get represented in this film the way I thought they were going to. Specifically for me, as a surfing fan, somebody who loves the sport, to see Kalaa Alexander and Kai Borg not get great interview parts in this movie, especially Kalaa, I don't know what happened there. Really, really weird situation. His part is super, super short, and he is one person I walked into this film really wanting to see. Kalaa and Kai, they're incredible athletes, incredible human beings. They do so much for the community of Hawaii in and out of the water, and they're super well-respected athletes and super well-respected human beings. And for them not to get the due process in this film, because they've been with Bruce and Andy, obviously, since day one. Always around these guys, helped them with their professional career in and out of the water. Always took care of them, and were with those guys, like I said, pretty much all the time. So that was my big downfall in the movie. Like I said, as a surfing fan, I really wanted to see what Kalaa had to say. And for him not to be able to say his piece and tell some interesting, interesting stories about Bruce and Andy, specifically Andy, since the film is geared around Andy, was just a shame. So that's my big bummer of the movie. I don't want to be too negative about this film because, like I said, I think the film overall was pretty solid. But for the Quiet Crew not to get represented, like I said, was just kind of disrespectful to me personally, and I was really looking forward to that. So other than that, like I said, the movie, if you're a surfing fan, you're going to love it. Maybe you're a documentary fan, you're going to want to see this film as well. It's really cool now because the Andy Irons Foundation is up and running off of Kauai. It's supposed to go through the state of Hawaii and grow. And then the family talked about it going to the mainland. Me personally, I think it's going to go global pretty quick. I could be wrong, but I think once this film gets out, people really start paying attention to it. The Andy Irons Foundation is going to be in high demand. That is for sure. I think the greatest part of this film, besides obviously the surfing and the story, is now the walls are totally down. It's the year 2018. People that suffer from these disorders, whether it be bipolar, ADD, ADHD, any of those things, we can feel free to talk about it. You don't have to be ashamed anymore. I'm 43 years old. It's a battle for me every single day. So that's why I'm so passionate about this episode. It's not only about Andy and this great documentary film, Kissed by God. For me, I just want people to know that, hey man, it's okay to start talking about these things. A lot of us suffer, obviously, with substance abuse that have these issues. I know I did in my early 20s. I was drinking a lot, smoking a lot of weed, didn't really get into anything too heavy on down the line, but was always looking to kind of self-medicate through my 20s as my mind was just going 1,000 miles an hour at times. Very hard to focus and stay focused. But then again, it's like a double-edged sword. We're considered pretty genius. We're super creative. We think way outside of the box. And you can see that in this film with Andy as well. Andy really expressed himself through his surfing. And that's why he was so beloved, because he surfed like no other person has ever surfed on this planet. Winning 3 world titles the way Andy did, we're never going to see that again in our lifetime. That is for sure. He let his surfing do his speaking for him. He had a punk rock attitude, super cool cat, but he just didn't give a shit. When it came down to the end of the day, he was going to do it his way, the way he knew how. He was super competitive. I think a lot of people with these disorders are very competitive. They love sports. I know I did as well as a kid. Sports for me was my outlet to express myself. And I knew when it came to sports, nobody could really touch me. That was kind of my world, and that's where I was best. Put me in a school situation, I knew I was going to be very weak, exposed, and very uncomfortable. So just know that if you're hanging out with people with these disorders, like I said, whether it's bipolar or any other disorder, please be patient with us. We're super cool people. We're not stupid. We're not non-confident. We're actually the opposite. We're very confident. Sometimes people treat us like we're stupid or we're not understanding what you're saying. You have to understand our brains have a hard time processing a lot of basic information, or what people think is basic information. Our brains take it in a whole different direction, and it takes us sometimes a little while to get it. Once we do get it, you better watch out, because we're going to crush it. And that's just the way it is. So, you know, don't mistake our weaknesses, because our weaknesses are actually our strengths at the end of the day. And like I said, once we get attached to something, we understand it, you better be careful, because we're going to smash you, like I said, at the end of the day. Not to be cocky or arrogant in any way. It is a double-edged sword. You're going to see a lot of out-of-the-box thinking with people with ADD, ADHD, bipolar disorder, Asperger's, autism, any of those type of disorders. So please be very kind to us. We love people that have great energy, have kindness, love. We do not do well around people that are negative, stressful, always, you know, talking bad about life, and life is so horrible, and woe is me kind of people. It's just not good for us to be around. So if you do suffer from any of these problems, problems. Make sure you're hanging out with the best people that you can. I notice sometimes people that do have these disorders, maybe they are, you know, drinking a lot of alcohol or doing some other substances that maybe they shouldn't be doing, obviously, at the end of the day, are not hanging out with the best people that they can be hanging out with. So one, check the crew that you're hanging out with. Make sure your friends, family, your mentors, people that are around you are really bringing that energy that you need to stay healthy mentally and obviously physically as well. But for us, I say at the end of the day, the biggest thing is just be positive around us, be kind, and please be patient. I can't stress that enough. So other than that, the film, like I said, was tremendous. Lindy does an incredible job towards the back half of the film. Obviously, it gets into really dark spots with Andy going down, you know, the dark, dark roads that he ended up taking. And unfortunately, Andy ended up passing away in November of 2010. Devastating his family, his friends, the surfing world. And he is still very, very missed to this day. There's no doubt about that. I think, like I said, Lindy does a really, really good service to Andy, really explaining what that was like being around him at that time as he was chasing three world titles and also having to, you know, be in such high demand at the time. Everybody wanted to hang out with the champ. When you're the champ and you're at the top of the mountain, everybody wants a piece of the action, that is for sure. So it was a great, great time for Andy, but also probably very, very high anxiety, stressful as well. Always on the move, always on the go, traveling all over the place. And for people, like I said, with any type of mental disorders, not having a stable environment sometimes is really, really bad for us. That is for sure. So it can cause us to go off the rails, have bad episodes. And people need to understand one thing. We already know, or at least I do personally, as soon as I wake up, if it's going to be a really, really good day, it's going to be a bad day, or sometimes it can start off as a good day, one thing triggers us, and the rest of the day just goes off the rails. And when it goes off the rails, it can go off the rails pretty bad. So I've learned how to control it over the years. I still have my days where, you know, if I go down, I go down pretty hard, that is for sure. But like I said, I've tried to learn how to do my best at the age of 43 and moving forward with my life. So I want to say my biggest thing for this film, I think, is, like I said earlier on, not to be repeating myself, that we can talk about these disorders, not be ashamed of it anymore. If you need help, humble yourself, talk to some people that you trust, find some mentors, and like I said, be hanging out with the right people so you can get the help that you need. If you feel like you need to go to rehab or check yourself in, definitely do that. But do it for the right reasons. Do it because you want to be doing it and not because people are obviously forcing you to do it. We've seen what the results are when people go to rehab or any type of check-in place where obviously you're getting any type of therapy. If you're not there for the right reasons, it's going to end bad. You're going to fly off the rails. You're going to come back out. Be fine for, you know, a week, 2 weeks, maybe a month, maybe 2 months tops. All of a sudden you have a bad trigger or something happens and it's going to be five times as worse as it was before you went in. So just make sure if you're going to go down those roads, you're going down those roads obviously for the right reason and that you have the support behind you. I can't say enough that I hope people go out and support the Andy Irons Foundation. I think it's going to be tremendous for Andy's legacy, and so, so great to see that taking place. So make sure once again to check out the Andy Irons Foundation, support this film, Kissed by God. It's definitely going to be worth your time and money when it comes to a city near you. Towards the end, gets into life with Axel, and it's very, very emotional, that is for sure. It's great to see Axel in the film. He is a spitting image of Andy, that is for sure. And I just hope for Axel's sake that he has the space to grow up, which Lindy seems to be doing, like I said, a tremendous, tremendous job. He's obviously going to have a great support system in California and that whole crew, as well as all his uncles and aunties out here in Hawaii. So it's going to be really great to see what happens with Axel. He's already ripping at skating, surfing, doing his thing. So I hope people in and out of the industry of surfing and skating give him his space so that he can just do his own deal and do it his way. And with that being said, I think I'm just going to leave it at that. Go out, support this film, Kiss by God. It is amazing. It's definitely going to be worth, like I said, your time. So until next time, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great night. And thank you for once again listening to Life with Style. Really appreciate it. And that's a wrap.